Howdy the neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today as we wrap up our conversation with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Colin in just a moment.
If you own a small business in Oklahoma, you need to hear this. Insure Oklahoma is a health care subsidy designed to cover 60% or more of monthly health insurance premiums for low to moderate income employees.
Oklahoma is doing something for the small business.
It's really a win-win situation.
We can have the same insurance as the Fortune 500 companies at an affordable rate.
Go to insureoklahoma.org for details or call 888-365-3742.
It'll be here before you know it. This year's Southern Plains Farm Show happening the 15th, 16th, and 17th of April at State Fair Park in Oklahoma City. And if you've got a horse that's got some problem traits, maybe a little hard to handle, give us a call, 405-841-3675. We're taking nominations for horses that'll be trained by Scott Daly at this year's Southern Plains Farm Show. 405-841-3675. Let us hear about your horse today. We've been talking for the last couple of days with Colin Woodall, one of the lead lobbyists for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in our nation's capital. Back earlier this year during the annual meeting of NCBA in San Antonio, when we sat down and talked with Colin at that time, we asked him what issue was top of mind in his opinion if they only had limited number of dollars to spend on to try to educate members of Congress, their staffers, and others in D.C., what issue would they really need and want to try to tackle? And he said without hesitation, the issue of antibiotic use in livestock.
Issue of antibiotics. Since last we talked, we've had the Katie Couric expose, whatever you want to call it, 13 minutes over 2 days of national broadcast news on CBS. Huge amount of their day, their entire percentage of that of those new, two newscasts. Has that really affected the debate at all, you think, in Washington?
No, and here's why, is because both of those newscasts were preempted by coverage of the big snow in Washington, D.C. So we thought that was really funny and fortunate for us that here all this effort had been put into this system and the local stations preempted her. So there really hasn't been that big of an impact on her spots in Washington, D.C. But what we have found is tremendous amount of success in what we as NCBA and the livestock industry are doing. We've had several what we call Beef 101 briefings where we bring in experts to talk to members of Congress and their staff about this issue. And we had a multi-livestock briefing a couple of weeks ago where we brought in the pork producers, dairy, chickens, and NCBA, and had standing room only crowds on both the House and Senate side and answered a lot of good questions, questions that Pew couldn't answer. And I think that we are really slowly but surely trying to take the reins back on this issue. So we're hopeful, given everything we're doing on the education side and everything we've been able to do as far as keeping it off of the food safety bill, keeping it off of health care, that maybe we can regain some ground on this antibiotics issue.
I know it is a concern, though, as long as Ms. Slaughter is there and as long as she is Rules Committee Chairman.
It is a concern because this is something that she is really passionate about. She's doing a lot of the talking for the Pew Charitable Trust and their effort on this situation. But the fact of the matter is her facts aren't right, and we've been able to counter those facts with, or those lack of facts with our facts, and that's helped us. And some of the things that your listeners need to know and the consumers need to know is that beef does not have antibiotics in it. It's illegal for that to happen. What we found, a lot of people don't understand that. And on top of that, all of the antibiotics that we use in the livestock industry go through a more rigorous approval process than human drugs do. So there's a lot of things out there to make sure that we are protecting our beef supply, but at the same time having the tools available to us to keep our animals healthy.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Mark your calendars for April 1st and the BLC Angus Bull Sale in Tecumseh, Oklahoma. Selling 50 performance-tested bulls and 20 commercial heifers, BLC Angus Ranch is located 2 miles east of Tecumseh on Highway 9 at the ranch sign just turned south 3.8 miles. For more information, you can contact the ranch at 405-598-3757 or Matt Sims at 405-840-5461. The BLC Angus Ranch Annual Bull Sale, April 1st in Tecumseh, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.